Disclaimer. Porn? Porn. There's porn in this one. Hey there, could I interest you in some content? Because you're looking like you're needing some. Fresh off the press, and this might be the best of the best with two guests. Can you guess what we're doing today? Because I can't say, this is only presumably content. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Content, presumably a podcast. As ever, I am joined by two very wonderful guests. The first person developed a butter substitute called Can You Believe It's Not Butter, but in fact a butter substitute that is designed to taste similar to butter and be an acceptable alternative in recipes where you are told to use butter but do not have any on hand or do not want to use butter because of your own personal dietary preferences. And that is Charlie. How you doing, Charlie?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you for bringing up my incredibly titled butter substitute. Not many. Most people just shorten it to "I can't believe it's not butter," and I hate that.
Yeah, because that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Really,
it fills me with anger. But I'm glad that you mentioned the whole thing, which obviously I won't say now because it's very long and we don't want this whole podcast to just be me reciting the name for the company that I obviously know the product that we make. Obviously,
which
I know
is Can You Do It From Memory? Go.
I can't believe it's not butter, but a butter substitute designed to taste like butter and be used like butter in recipes if you don't have any butter on hand or for your own dietary preferences.
Pretty close. Well done. This might be a bit of a contentious episode because our second guest today is suing the first guest because they didn't make that label clear enough and they fed some to a person who was allergic to butter substitutes. It's Harry. How you doing, Harry?
Yes, hi, and I just wanted to ask a question. Charlie, is it butter?
No, it's a butter
I don't
substitute.
Believe you.
Now, that is both an insult to his honour and a recommendation of his incredibly realistic product.
It works in both ways.
Apart from you hate me, so...
Yes,
you,
apart from
that's one of the ways that was intended, though. Guys, I've got a game. Well, it can be a game. It can either be a game or it can just be me telling you ridiculous things. Because it might not be much of a game if neither of you are particularly Pokemon fans. Are you?
I like a Pokemon as much as the next man. Okay. I'm just going to say that now.
I can name about four Pokemon, but I'm
okay,
up
you're
for
gonna
the
be
challenge.
Real bad at this game. Okay. But let's do it. Let's make an incredibly weighted game. So the way this works is I've gone and found the most ridiculous Pokedex entries, and there is some fucking weird shit out there. And I'll tell you the Pokedex entry, and if you can tell me what Pokemon it belongs to out of all, like, 900 of them, I'll give you a point.
Okay. Whoa. Now, I'm a man who likes structure and rules. Is it, like, do we need a buzzer, or are you going to go to Harry, then to me, and then to Harry, then to me? How's this working?
I'll say it, and then you tell me.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's real good. It's a tried and tested method, and some people consider it archaic. But you know, I think if it isn't broken, then you should still at least have a tradesman look at it. So, I've separated it into three categories. One is the ridiculous. Two is the disturbing, but also quite ridiculous. And three is the depressing world of Mega Evolutions. Are you guys aware of Mega Evolutions as a concept?
Yeah, Megalutions. They were introduced in Gen 2, if I'm correct. That's a little joke for people who take Pokemon lore way too seriously.
Yeah, it is.
I
introduced
did not
in
get
Gen
that joke.
6. So you can take some Pokemon and you can change their form one time per battle into a super souped up form, basically, that's just OP as hell, and it wins the battle for you.
Yeah,
I think
super
the fact
Saiyan
that
Pokemon.
I didn't even know that they existed means well, that Harry has a huge advantage in this game.
Well, some of the Megas, not all of them, have their own Pokedex entries, and they're all super depressing. They basically can all be summed up in, your Pokemon is in immense pain, and it's your fault.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So,
I love animal abuse.
Which of those three categories do you guys want to do first? The ridiculous, the disturbing but also ridiculous, or the depressing world of Mega Evolutions?
Well, I know nothing about Mega Evolutions, so probably one of the former.
Right.
I'd like to go for the middle one.
Okay, the disturbing but also ridiculous. Alright.
Yes.
The spirits it absorbs fuel its baleful fire. It hangs around hospitals waiting for people to die.
Mime.
Mr. Mime. Mr. Mime is your answer. Wonderful. Okay, Harry, any ideas?
I'm trying to think of any ghost Pokemon that like fire stuff, but I can't think of any, so I'm just going to pick Charmander.
It was Lampent.
Ah,
it was basically a sentient, possessed Chandelure, basically. Chandelure.
That was my second guess.
Yes. Is that one of the dumb Gen 5 Pokemon?
It's Gen 5 Pokemon. I quite like it. It evolves from a sentient possessed candle, and it then evolves into a sentient possessed chandelier when you
here's
try
a quote from it.
I didn't even know
it.
That there had been 5 generations of Pokemon.
We're on our 8th, buddy.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's
why? Mad. Who even likes Pokemon that much?
Yeah, so this it just hangs around waiting for people to die so it can steal their souls. That's in this child's game.
It doesn't look like a die-y Pokemon. It just looks like this weird musical note. It looks really crap. Like, really, really crap. Like, if I saw that thing floating over my deathbed and I knew that's what was going to kill me, I'd be really disappointed. I'd be really disappointed in my life and myself and all achievements that had come to this point.
Very good. All right, the next one you guys might have a chance at winning at because it's Gen 1.
Oh, right? Finally.
It's finally the second one. There's
yeah,
so
finally,
many guys.
Jesus.
There's so many really fucking stupid Pokédex entries. Its tongue is made of gas. If licked, its victims start shaking constantly until death eventually comes.
Is this Lickitung?
So Harry's going Lickitung.
Name
any Pokemon. Go on, I know you got it, Charlie. I really hope you get one of these by accident.
Oh no, Bulbasaur. I want to change mine.
Okay.
Is it, not Gengar, Haunter?
Okay, you're going Haunter, you're going with, what did you say?
Bulbasaur.
The answer is Haunter. That's its entry from Silver.
Yes!
Apparently, if a Haunter licks you with its tongue that isn't even, like,
physical.
Solid,
oh, I know
you will
guys.
Shake until you die.
Those guys are in Pokemon Go.
Indeed they are.
I know them.
Sorry. I just love the eventually die part of that. I love the idea that Pokemon sort of just let you suffer for a while.
It just gives you Parkinson's.
That could be a fucking while. Like, but it implies you can't do anything else, so you just stand there and shake until you starve to death, basically.
Jesus. Why does it do that? It's a ghost. It doesn't need to eat.
Yeah. Maybe it wants buddies. It wants more ghosts. People to hang out with, understand.
Is that Pokemon lore? Do you become a ghost when you die?
A lot of ghost Pokemon are old people. We'll get to, you'll see.
Oh my god, that's depressing as fuck, man.
Starting with, I don't think, is this one? No, but it's still fucked. Okay, here we go. It enwraps its prey in its hair-like arms. It sings joyfully as it observes the suffering of its prey.
Medusa, the Gorgon of ancient Greek myth.
Okay, so Charlie's coming in strong with Medusa, the Gorgon of ancient Greek myth. Harry, any ideas?
Percy Jackson.
Percy Jackson. Right,
I'm reading Percy Jackson at the moment because I'm a child. They're
very good books.
They're really good.
Good books, yeah.
They're good books that made pretty bad films.
Oh, have you seen the author talking about the films?
Does he despise them? Does he just lay into them?
Yep, 100%.
Oh, I absolutely want
He's
to see
just
that.
Like,
that sounds great.
I told the movie studio not to do this, but they did it anyway, and it's their fault that this didn't go wrong. I tried my best, I promise.
Percy Jackson That's is actually my favourite Gen 5 Pokemon.
Well, that makes sense that you know it's Pokédex entry, because the answer is Percy Jackson.
Oh,
yes! Pokédex entry from Pokémon Y. I'm afraid it's not. It's Gorgeist, which is like a haunted gourd.
Do I get a point
it
for
evolves
being close?
From a haunted
Gorgeist
pumpkin
to Gorgon is close.
When that came up, maybe half a point?
Yeah, that's a half point to Charlie.
You get a half point to Charlie.
I've got to submit there. He knew in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, are they really making Pokémons out of gourds now?
They are indeed, yeah. And that one evolves from a haunted pumpkin, which at least makes sense, because Jack-O-Lantern...
It does, called Pumpkaboo.
It does indeed. Well done.
Yes, I know that. I'm not on bulbapedia.bulbagarden.net.
All right, you ready? This one isn't so much scary and, like, malicious, but it's still just extremely upsetting. This Pokemon bounces around on its tail. The shock of its bouncing makes its heart pump. As a result, this Pokemon cannot afford to stop bouncing. If it stops, its heart will stop, and it will die. That's it. Ruby.
I know this entry. Pokemon.
I believe that it's Tigger.
I can visualize
from
it.
Winnie the Pooh.
Okay. Tigger from Winnie the Pooh is a strong bet. What's Harry got?
I know it. It's the one which has like the little pink thing on its head, isn't it? Spoink.
Okay, so the answer is Spoink. Well done.
Yes.
Spoink is a little pig with a spring tail, and apparently
that's so cute.
Yeah, it never sleeps. It
oh,
can't
he's
afford
so
to.
Cute.
Yeah, you want to hug that? Does it look sad? Hug the Spoink.
It
oh no,
will
you
die.
Killed the Spoink. Its heart has stopped. It's dead now, Charlie.
Oh,
because you went to hug the cute
no,
little pig.
Okay. I would wait until it evolved into Grumpig.
Yeah,
which is not even Grumpy. He's got like a cute little smile on his face. He's doing a little dance. He's my new favourite Pokemon.
Guys, I know that film, Detective Pikachu, has either come out by now or is coming out. But I really, really hope that they explore these various Pokemon. For example,
yeah,
Spoink.
I want people
they're just boincing,
boincing?
Jesus Christ.
Boincing.
Bouncing relentlessly, just wishing for death upon themselves, but they physically can't do it. That'd be great.
It really would. I really hope they bring in that level of grit.
We need the Snyder Cut.
Oh god, I can't wait for the hashtags after the film ends up. Release the Snyder Cut of Detective Pikachu.
We want dead Spoinks.
Alright. Stories go that this Pokemon grabs the hands of small children and drags them away to the afterlife.
Harry from the rank list of everything, the Pokemon.
So that's true.
That's the first half, which is depressing, but it adds in some levity with it dislikes heavy children. So it gets in some child murder and some fat shaming, just all in one wonderful Pokédex entry.
Okay, that's not Harry. Harry loves the chub.
I love the chub ones. Yeah, yeah. They're my favourite.
They're the most delicious.
It's true. I can't resist.
You get the best crackling off of them. Yeah. For sure.
Let me see.
Any guesses to what this Pokémon is?
Probably Professor Oak. He seemed to be a fan of young children.
Yeah, he seems like a child murderer.
I'm going to go off the Pokemon.
Bye, Charlie.
All right.
Okay.
All right, see ya.
See ya, mate.
Are based on other stories. So I believe that it's going to be something around involved around the Pied Piper. So I'm going to say that his name is Pipio.
Because he'll pipe
wow.
you?
I'm amazed you managed to guess that through just that amount of deduction. It's not Piper.
Oh.
It's Drifloon. That's its Pokédex entry from Pokemon Sun. Alright, so,
Jesus.
People who definitely... Pokemon that are just the ghosts of dead people. Here we go. These Pokemon are stumps possessed by the spirits of children who died in the forest. Their cries sound like eerie screams.
Why is Pokemon so messed up?
Yeah, it's fucked, isn't it?
Why are they killing kids?
I think because people don't really read the Pokedex entries usually, the developers are just like, you know what? Let's really put some messed up shit in here.
That's what I
just
do
to reward the kids that go and look. Did you say it was a stump Pokemon?
Yes.
Alright, it's Phantump then, isn't it? He's the only stump Pokemon.
So you're going with Phantump, Charlie?
I'm going
any
with Phantump.
Random guesses of things you couldn't possibly know?
The Stumpy Boy.
God, I can't wait for them to really run out of Pokemon names and just start making this dog-looking fucker. The correct answer is Phantump. Another point to Harry.
Fucking get in.
So what's the score at this point?
I think it's 2-1/2 of a point.
Yes. I'm still
That's
in with
good.
A chance.
Alright, this is the last of the disturbing but also ridiculous category. Should you feel yourself... I'm just remembering it, it's really funny. Should you feel yourself attacked by a sudden chill, it is the evidence of an approaching... this Pokemon. There is no escaping it. Give up.
Jeez,
the Pokédex tells you to give up and die.
That must be so great. Like, in the world of Pokemon, you just see this Pokemon coming towards you, and you're like, right, no, don't worry, I've got my handy Pokédex, I've got my level 100 Bulbasaur, I'm ready to go, and the Pokédex just tells you, kill yourself,
mate,
I'm sorry.
Are you a bit cold right now? You're gonna fucking die. There's a Pokemon coming to fucking kill you. You just don't even try and escape. Just sit down and die. Any ideas?
Slender Man?
Slender Man, okay. Charlie, you got any ideas there?
Yes. I'm going to go for an Avalug.
That sounds like
the
a Pokemon.
Iceberg Pokemon. It is a Pokemon. Did you just Google random Pokemon?
I Googled hardest Cold ice Pokemon. Pokemon is what I Googled. And then it took me to the ice Pokemon page, and that was the first one that I saw.
Well, I'm afraid it's not Slender Man or Avalug. It's not an ice type. In fact, the sudden chill was, you know, because it's scary. It's a ghost type. It's Gengar, the evolved form of Haunter.
Wow. Yeah. That is, those are some pretty ghastly Pokemon.
Oh, my Lord.
Harry, I'm glad you're not on podcasts anymore.
I feel so sorry for all the people who aren't huge fans of Pokemon that have missed that just quality content.
I think that's the best joke I've ever told.
I think it might be.
I think it might be, and I think that says a lot about me as a person.
So, the score at the end is 2 to 0.5, because reasons. we have two categories left, the ridiculous or the depressing world of Mega Evolutions.
I don't want to do the Mega Evolutions at all, because at least I know a few normal Pokemon. I don't know anything about Mega Evolutions.
Well, they're basically just regular Pokemon, but they have, like, boss forms.
Yeah, mega bosses. Like, the game.
Like, you know when Gandalf the Grey
dies,
and then he comes back with 4 extra wings and an enormous head, and he can just see the future?
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah, that he mega evolves.
I didn't get that in the film at all.
Yeah, I've not seen that
film. They should have said, this is like what happens in Pokemon, and then I've got it.
That's all what'll happen in Pokemon in like 20 years.
Well, no, in the books I hope it says that.
Yeah, let's do the Mega Evolutions one first, because I like to save the ridiculous for the end.
Sounds good.
So, this is... Having traded away its muscles, this Pokemon's true power has been unleashed. With its psychic powers, it can foresee all things. That one's not depressing, it's just fucking ridiculous. It knows how the world is going to end. It knows everything that is ever going to happen. Any ideas?
I feel like it knows everything, and it still does exactly what you tell it to
do. It knows if it's going to fuck up. I'll give you a hint. You can guess that it's going to be a psychic type. That's going to be useful probably for Harry and not for Charlie.
Lucario.
Okay. Charlie, any random guesses?
Mega Mewtwo.
All right. Mewtwo does actually have a Mega, but this is not it. This is Mega Alakazam.
Is their name's literally just Mega and then the other name of a... Oh, that is ridiculous.
And then, when Alakazam Mega evolves, it loses its legs, basically, and just floats in the air, and it gets an enormous head.
Does Alakazam have any muscles to lose?
I mean, it's standing up and stuff, but it doesn't need them now. It can see the fucking
future. Is
Alakazam
a magic Pokemon?
It's a psychic Pokemon, which is basically the same thing, yes.
Oh, shit, you didn't mention he gets 3 extra spoons?
He does, he gets a fuck ton of spoons.
That's
mad! Cinnamon spoons.
Yeah, he evolves for more spoons. That's insane.
So, Charlie, Alakazam evolves from Kadabra, which evolves from Abra. So the line is Abracadabra Alakazam. Which they got sued for. Yeah, the guy who has that trademark tried to sue Game Freak for it.
That is real dumb.
Next. So, when the mother sees the back of her mega-evolved child, it makes her think of the day when her child will inevitably leave her.
Okay.
It's just a stark insight into motherhood, this dex entry. Any ideas?
Kangaskhan.
I was going to guess Kangaskhan, actually. I'm also looking at the list of Mega Evolved Pokemon on bulbapedia.bulbagarden.net.
You bastards. I'm just going to give you the points because you'll see the descriptions.
We can't see the descriptions. It's all good. We just see what Pokemon there are.
No, I mean, you'll see the Pokemon and know how it's described.
No.
That's not how correct, I got this.
How Kangaskhan Mega Evolves. So Kangaskhan normally has a little baby Kangaskhan in a pouch. It's basically like a kangaroo, but if a kangaroo was buff. I mean, kangaroos are pretty fucking buff already.
They are pretty buff.
Like a tank of a kangaroo. But when it Mega Evolves, the Kangaskhan doesn't change, but the baby grows up. So it's got like an adolescent Kangaskhan and you just fight with both of them.
Harry, are you looking at the page with all the pictures?
Yeah.
Which to you is the sexiest Mega Evolution?
Oh, God. For me,
it's got to be Absol. Absol is looking...
Absol's
sexy.
Hilarious. It looks like an upset teen.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
My favorite is Manectric, because Manectric looks like they grabbed the top and the bottom of Manectric and just stretched it out. It's just really tall.
I don't think I can see that one.
I don't know. I quite like Absol. It does look like it just started listening to My Chemical Romance.
Yeah,
I will
great.
Give you that. I quite like Mawile. I think that one's pretty sick.
Yeah, Mawile's pretty cool. Mm. I had a Mega Mawile for my playthrough of X and Y, and it's the type combination of Fairy and Steel is super useful, so I didn't even use anything else for the Elite Four. I trained everything, and it just fucking wrecked with a Mega Mawile.
Yeah, I still can't believe there's boss. A Fairy Pokemon. Type.
Yep, there are now. Mega Evolution also affects its brain, leaving no other function except its destructive instinct to burn everything to cinders.
I mean, I'm going to assume that's Charizard.
Okay, what do you think, Charlie?
To be honest, I didn't realise that you were reading the next thing, so I was not paying attention. But I'm going to go for Blaziken.
Blaziken, he's my favourite Pokemon, mate. Don't be dissing his name.
I was trying to say it.
It's not neither of those. It's Gyarados, actually.
Blaziken sounds
which
like
which is a Mega design I fucking hate, because Mega Gyarados evolves into just a big fish. It's really annoying. But it looks small because it has like the relative proportions of a fish, so it looks like it should be the size of a fish.
Gyarados Mega Evolution just looks like someone who skipped leg day. As always.
Can I say Blaziken? Is that how you say it?
Blaziken? Yeah, sure. Blaziken is fine.
Blaziken sounds like Barbie and Ken's breakup happened and Ken did not take it well and turned to drugs.
Nice.
He's my favourite now.
You ready for the next one?
I'm ready for the next one.
I was born ready.
It stores the excess energy from Mega Evolution, so after a long time passes, its body starts to melt.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's fucked that they let you do this to the Pokemon. This is just horrible.
I mean, it takes animal abuse to a new level, yeah. I feel.
I'm going for Camerupt.
Okay, that seems sensible. What do you think, Harry?
I'm going for Sableye, because he looks like he'd give me nightmares.
He just looks like he's just pinched a gem and now is like running off, and he's trying to hide behind it.
The answer is Scizor. It's Mega Scizor that has that.
Did you just say Scizor?
Yeah, what do you say?
Scizor.
Nah.
He's a pair of scissors. He's Scizor.
He is, but saying him as a pair of scissors just feels stupid. And I take Pokemon very seriously, and I can't stupid fucking Pokemon designs be made fun of by giving them names that are representative of what they are. Here's the next one. This is my favorite one. Its red claws and the tips of its tail are melting from high internal temperatures that are painful to the Pokemon itself.
Oh my
god. This is just telling you you're hurting the Pokemon.
Oh no. Poor Charizard.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go for Venusaur.
Both wrong again. Really? Red claws and you went Venusaur?
Well, you never know.
Yes, Harry.
You never know.
Even
except
I know
for how
that.
You're looking at the picture, and therefore you do know. but it was Mega Houndoom, actually.
Oh, Houndoom is such a shit Pokemon.
Oh, no, it's my fave. It's one of them. It's close to my fave dark type.
He looks like a dog.
He's got red nail Mega. Polish on. Is that it?
Look up the Mega Houndoom. It's like, it's fucking Satan, but a dog. It's dope.
Oh my god, these Mega Evolutions are just the Pokemon but edgy. That's what these are.
They were drawn in a 90s comic.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Like their side characters in Spawn.
Venusaur just looks like a walking island, and I love it. I want to go, like, crouch under his tree.
Yeah, but then that's just stealing the thunder from, what's his name? Torterra?
Yeah, Torterra is my boy.
Yeah, he's literally a walking
island. Have you guys seen the Alolan forms? They're alternate forms of existing Pokemon.
No.
Are you aware of these?
Charlie
has.
I don't know any Pokemon.
Okay, I want you both to just Google Alolan Dugtrio.
Okay.
And then we will wait on your reaction.
Alolan.
How do I spell this?
Dugtrio.
A-L-O-L-A-N.
A-L... Wait, what? Guys, I'm lost in the joke.
Oh my god, I will fucking type it for you. Here, one sec. Chat. Oh, the wonders of doing the internet. So for those of you who can't see, I recommend if you're listening to this, go and Google this. It's regular Dugtrio, which is basically just three faces poking out of the ground. But their makeover is that they've given them amazing hair.
Yeah.
Just like the most luxurious hair.
It's
like
Dugtrio, 80s, but they're really big fans of He-Man.
80s metal band hair.
They are now a trio. They're like a band.
Yeah, it's Duran Duran.
And they're all named Doug.
When this design was revealed... people were not fans. It's so fucking stupid.
I like. Does that one have a depressing Mega Evolution?
It does not, I'm afraid. We haven't got Mega Dugtrio yet.
Like, its wigs hurt to have on or something. That'd be great.
Alright, where did we get up to? Okay. Due to the colossal power poured into it, this Pokemon's back split right open. Its destructive instincts are the only thing keeping it moving.
Jesus, they really love their destructive instincts, don't they?
Like, it just, it only feels pain now, so it's just on a rage. That's what you've done to your best friend, your
beloved
buddy,
Pokemon.
Training.
I'm gonna go back to Camerupt.
Okay,
I'm gonna go Tyranitar. He was my OG Gen 3 Pokemon.
We've got a point. It is Mega Tyranitar.
Yes. Oh yes, that's me.
Tyranitar, I'm just seeing if I wrote it down for the other ones. No, I didn't. Tyranitar's Pokedex entry is really dumb as well. It's like, it just, when it rampages, it destroys several mountains. Maps have to be redrawn afterwards. That's one of them. It's mad, it's stupid. Mega, okay. I nearly just said the name of the next Pokemon would be a problem. Extraordinary energy amplifies its cursing power to such an extent that it can't help but curse its own trainer.
Is that just like it gets really rude? Like, really offensive for no reason at all?
It can't help but cuss out its own trainer.
Oh my god. Have you seen...
Oh my god, you are fucking useless at this.
Have you seen Mega Ampharos?
I've seen them all, buddy, and it's basically the same as Dugtrio, yeah. It's just got incredible
He's just got hair.
I'm
going to go for Manectric.
Okay.
Manectric.
I just want to see who looks like they have the dirtiest mouth out of all these Pokemon.
It's definitely Slowbro. He's just trapped in a shell, like.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, I reckon it's Slowbro. Like, if I got suddenly trapped inside of the shell that used to be on my tail, I'd be swearing, like, nothing at the guy who put me there. Yeah, I'm
so you're both going slow, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the answer is Bennett, which is
Bennett?
like a haunted doll.
Oh, he looks scary. He's just covered in zips.
Yeah. Well, so normally when it's not Mega Evolved, the zips are done up, but the Mega Evolution is they undo the zips and all the evil comes out.
That's horrible. Oh, I just feel so sorry for these Pokemon. They didn't ask for this life.
Yeah, well, you'll feel sorry for this one. Like, you know how normally Pokemon are up for it, yeah? But now they're just taking it to an extreme. Well, this one's Mega Entry. Normally, it dislikes fighting, so it really hates changing to this form for battles.
Oh my god. It's literally just torturing your Pokemon,
isn't it? Yeah, all the Megas are. That's why we didn't do this one last. Kind of puts a sour note on the whole thing.
I'm gonna guess Lucario again.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, look at them and be like, which one wouldn't be able to fight very well due to it changing?
Slowbro.
I'm gonna go for Slowbro again, yeah. He's just right. he's like, I love fighting, and then suddenly he's just like, he looks like a little toddler and he can't walk properly. Yeah. He's just like waddling around.
He doesn't have access to his feet.
It's the edgy teen. It's Absol.
Oh no.
Absol doesn't want to fight. He just wants to work on his music.
Yeah. Mom, you don't understand. This is my art.
He looks exactly the same, apart from his hair gets slightly longer.
Yeah. He looks the same, but he gets a fringe and wings. So good. Okay, next up. Mega Evolution fuels its brutality, and it may even turn on the trainer who raised it. It's been dubbed the Blood-Soaked Crescent.
The Blood-Soaked Crescent.
So that's a pretty big hint if you're looking through pictures.
Salamence!
Okay, so I think Harry thinks it's Salamence.
It's got a big red crescent figure next to it. Its wings turn into wings that wouldn't be able to actually make you fly.
Oh, yes. He looks like something from Star Wars. The Rebel Alliance logo.
Oh, yeah.
Are you
copyright that.
I'm going to go for that one as well.
Can we copyright something from Star Wars?
No, you know what? I'm going for Blastoise because he looks like he'd be up for a fight with that giant cannon coming out of his shell.
Well, I'm afraid it was Salamence.
No!
Yeah. I'm sure you're shocked. Is that another point? What's the score now?
It's like 4 to 1.5, I think.
Nice, yeah. All right, and the last one for the Mega Evolutions. Its intellect surpasses its previous level, resulting in battles so cruel they'll make you want to cover your eyes.
Oh, no. Cruel to the point where I want to cover my eyes.
Yeah. It's pretty fucked.
This is the point where Pokemon still had to, like, remain, like, 4 kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for Mewtwo, because it was something about he gets smart, and isn't he, like, the smartest, best Pokemon to ever live, or something like that?
Okay, fair.
I'm going to go for Lopunny.
Okay. Because
it looks like she's, like, spending a lot of time on her appearance, and then she just suddenly decides, nah, I'm gonna fight you now, you know?
Well, it's not the bunny Pokemon.
She looks like she's just got dreadlocks.
Yeah.
She does, basically.
She went to Reading and this is how she came back.
It was actually Metagross. Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah. It's like a big metal spider.
He gains the ability to fly by the looks of it.
Yeah. It's great. He's a fucking beast as well.
Oh, that dude. Yeah. Okay.
That game. So the game with Megas were introduced. So you know how in Pokemon games there's an evil team? Most famously Team Rocket.
Yeah, there's always an evil team. I understand.
So
that.
In the first gen Team Rocket, their whole deal is they just steal Pokemon. There's not a lot to them. In Gen 2, it's still Team Rocket, but they're even less effective than normal. In Gen 3, you had Team Aqua and Team Magma. And here they start to get a bit deeper. Team Magma want to make more land for the world to sort of live on and, you know, use.
That
team
sounds like a noble
Aqua
pursuit.
Want to make more, like, ocean for nature and stuff.
That also sounds like a noble pursuit.
Sounds good, but, you know, they're criminals.
Yeah.
They steal Pokemon. After that, we get Gen 4, we get Team Galactic, who want to make another universe that Pokemon can live in peacefully. That's pretty wild as well.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. After that, we get Team Plasma.
Let's stop forcing them into Mega Evolutions.
Yeah. Do they have a plan for it, though? Or are they just like, we're going to make a new galaxy? And they're like, how?
Just trust us.
We just will.
Yeah, so they're going to use Dialga, the Pokemon of time, and Palkia, the Pokemon of space.
I never finished that game.
I think that's the other way around, actually. But yeah, they're going to do that. And also there's Giratina, who is the Pokemon of the underworld. It's Satan. It's literally, it was banished by God into the underworld because it was too violent.
Is Arceus
is Satan
God?
The Pokemon. Arceus is God, yeah. The Pokemon
Arceus
universe has a god, by the way. It's called Arceus.
It's called Arceus.
The god. Fuck you. And then, so yeah, that's Gen 4. Gen 5 is Team Plasma. They just want to stop Pokemon battling and enslaving Pokemon. Very noble.
Why are we fighting these people?
Because they're kind of terrorists as well.
Nelson Mandela was considered a terrorist in his time. Look at him now.
Yeah.
Go team whatever that team was. He just wants them to live in peace.
Yeah. So then we get Gen 6, which is this. And their whole deal, right, is just nothing. They're just, they want things to be beautiful. That's their motto, is they want everyone to be, like, dressed sharp and everybody looking fly, and there'll be criminals to do it. So you're like, well, what could their leader's, like, big plan be? Here's what his big plan is. Use the legendary Pokemon to kill everyone. That's the reveal at the end of this game. And that game is more kiddie than most Pokemon games.
Is that Sun and Moon?
It's based on Paris. That is, no, that's X and Y. And yeah. And the Pokemon team from Skull, Sun and Moon are Team Skull, and they're just a meme. Like, literally, that's their whole point, is they're a parody of a regular Pokemon villain team. You walk in on two of them once, fighting over a shirt, and they're like, "You always steal my shirt." And I'm like, "Well, what can we do? We should write our name in it." "We can't write our name in it. We're all called Grunt." Like, that's genuine dialogue. It's great.
That's pretty good.
But yeah, Lysa, there's a Pokemon, the legendary Pokemon of that, is one called Yveltal. And it's the Pokemon of destruction. When it opens its wings, it can just kill everyone. So he just wants to kill everyone. It really comes out of nowhere. It's fucked. Right, anyway. Now we move on to the ridiculous.
I'm ready.
Yas right. Queen.
Yas Queen. That's my favourite Pokemon, the Yas Queen.
Yeah.
That's what you should have used to make everyone look good.
Yeah. Using its heavy muscles, it throws powerful punches that can send the victim clear over the horizon.
Machop.
Okay, you're saying Machop?
He's Machoke. One that I know.
You're saying Machoke?
Yeah.
Oh, this is tragic. It's Machoke.
No!
You know what? I'll give you the half point, because you got the evolution line correct, and that'll do me.
I didn't know that there was more. I thought that there's Machop.
Yeah, and then there's Machoke.
Machoke is Machop, but with four arms and a giant wrestling belt.
Oh, that's who I meant. That's who I was thinking. Did I get the name wrong?
Yeah, well, you get the 0.5 then.
Machoke is like his kid.
This is
I
my
used
favorite.
To have a Pokemon card game on computer.
Whoa.
And he was the one that you would get, because I never got past the tutorial, because I was really bad at it. And in that, you could only play as, like, Earth Pokemon or... what's the other one?
Fighting.
See.
What's the other Pokemon?
Water. Those are the ones you could play as. And I would always be these guys, so I could have the big dude with four arms.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, so he can punch people over the horizon.
Does that mean that the Earth ridiculous. Universe lives on a globe?
Yes, it does.
Wow. That's pretty out there.
Also... also, I've not written it down, but I can remember it. That was his entry from Red and Blue. One of his later entries says it can throw 800 punches a second.
That's 800 people over the horizon per second. Yeah.
No wonder he's got the belt.
Yeah.
That's a small town in about 10 seconds gone.
So the next one is my favourite Pokédex entry. Because it's just so... Like, a lot of these are fucking absurd, and that's why we're doing this. But this one is ridiculous. Like, whose idea was this? This Pokemon's body temperature is approximately... Let's take guesses. Who's got a guess on how hot this Pokemon is?
1,000 degrees.
Okay, you'll say 1,000 degrees. Charlie? It's an extra point for whoever's closest.
Okay. 1,001 degrees.
Okay. You're going to do that.
My cargo's body temperature... Oh, shit, I said it now. You know it is. So I guess the point is just for the degree thing now. 18,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yay.
Who is this?
Mac Cargo. It's a snail. It's a snail made of lava, and it's 18,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Do you know what that is in Celsius? I did
the
math for you.
A slug?
No, the slug is the first form, which is Slugma. Aww. When it evolves, it gets a rock shell.
It gets a shell.
Though I don't know how it stays like rock when it's on top of an 18,000 degrees Fahrenheit fucking snail.
It's drawn like a Mario villain.
Yeah. It kind of is. So, in centigrade, that's 9,982 degrees. So that's a point to Charlie by one.
That's a hot day, that.
Do you want to know how hot the surface of the sun is? For reference,
less
can
hot?
We do another point if we get
5,600 degrees Celsius is
what's
the surface of
times?
The sun. So yeah, it's about 4,000 degrees hotter than the surface of the fucking sun.
And he's just like slopping around the place.
Isn't he a pretty weak
he
Pokemon?
Should melt
as well.
A hole through the fucking earth. Yes, he is. He's real easy to beat. He's got a lot of four times weaknesses.
I'm sure he could beat the sun with the same weaknesses. Yeah, the sun is weak to fighting. If you just try and punch the sun, it just dies.
On the other hand, what's that snail Pokemon that's the strongest Pokemon there is? Like the Pokemon that can do the most damage.
Oh, Shuckle.
Shuckle
is like a little bug in just a shell, and it could do the most powerful attack that any Pokemon can do. It's great. It's such a meme. All right, carrying on. This Pokemon's droppings are hot, so people used to put them in their clothes to keep themselves warm. People used to put this Pokemon shit in their clothes.
I'm going to assume, what was the last answer? I want to pick that one again.
Magcargo was the last answer.
Yeah, I'm going to pick that because it can't be wrong. It cannot do cold shit.
Any ideas, Charlie, on a random Pokemon?
Slugma, whatever that one was.
Very fair.
Not Magcargo, the other one.
It's Darumaka, which is from Gen 5. It's just a little fiery demon boy. It's cool.
I hate Gen 5 so much.
He looks so happy.
Yeah.
His ability is hustle. He'll sell you a watch that doesn't work properly.
This is the next one. It feeds on soil. After it is eaten, how much do you think it should eat? Let's do some more.
Is it what is it
on the absurdity?
Is it in grams? Is it
yeah?
In,
what's
like,
the measurement here?
Yeah.
So, meals.
It feeds on soil, and then after it has eaten the amount, it will fall asleep so it can grow.
Oh my god! One soil. I'm guessing one soil.
Okay, one soil.
Yep.
One metric soil.
I'm going to say four.
Four metric soils. Okay. It feeds on soil. After it has eaten a large mountain, it will fall asleep so it can grow. So I think that's closer to four metric soils. So that's another point to Charlie. He's going to come back on this
one. I'm going to win the Pokemon quiz.
Guesses on what Pokemon it is.
It eats soil in the equivalent of a mountain. Diglett.
Okay.
I think Diglett doesn't have a mouth, actually.
Give me 2 seconds to think very hard.
2 seconds to Google.
Yeah.
Is it Larvitar?
Wow, I'm amazed you could come up with that under your limited knowledge of Pokemon.
Oh, well, you know, it's my favourite Pokemon.
That's a point to Charlie.
It's my favourite dual rock ground Pokemon that was introduced in Generation 3.
And I also know it evolved into Harry, because Charlie fucking cheated, obviously. So, good job.
This is just the one Pokemon I know about. Like, I also know that it evolves into Pupitar starting at level 30, which evolves into Tyranitar starting at level 55.
After it's eaten a fucking mountain. Also, can you just tell me the height while you're on the Pokemon page? Or
what?
From memory, because you know it.
Of Larvitar.
Of Larvitar, the height of Larvitar.
Its height is, well, I think, I'm not quite sure, because I'm doing it on top of my head, obviously. But I think it's about 0.6 metres.
Yeah, it's 60 centimetres tall. It eats a large mountain before it starts to grow.
So hold on a second.
It's got a little mouth.
It evolves into the guy who destroys mountains.
Yes.
So is he just like basically starving his young?
He's
knocking them
mountains
over. He's basically, you know how birds, they eat stuff and start to digest it and then feed it to their daughter who's sick? That's what they do, is they just break a mountain into pieces so the little avatar can eat it.
How many mountains are on the planet of Pokemon?
they're not starving for mountains, or should I? In the Pokemon
is there
universe
a mountain Pokemon?
Maybe. It's doomed if it is. Alright, the next one. This one might have fit into the disturbing one, but it's still, I think it's funny enough that it's in here. This Pokemon has the habit of hugging its companions. That's not quite nice. It's quite sweet, isn't it? Many trainers have left this world after their spines were squashed by its hug.
Oh my god.
Clefairy. That's a solid Clefairy from me, I think.
Alright, yeah, it's a buff as shit Clefairy.
Yeah.
Charlie.
I'm going to say Pikachu.
Okay. The answer was Beware.
It's like, what?
It's like a red panda, but it's a bear. And also, it'll hug you so hard you die.
Was it called Beware?
Is that play on words?
It's B-E-W-E-A-R, because it's a bear, but it's Beware.
Oh, get carried away with Beware. He looks so happy when he comes to hug me.
Yeah, and then he'll fucking kill you.
Oh, that's less nice.
Do you think he just lives the rest of his life, like, running for murder? Because he didn't mean to do it.
So, this is maybe the most representative of this Pokemon's Pokedex entries, but they all sort of follow this theme. This Pokemon is virtually worthless in terms of both power and speed. It is the most weak and pathetic Pokemon in the world.
Magikarp.
Okay, you're going Magikarp.
Imagine if that's just how people rated animals. Like in the room, just like worm. This thing is pathetic. It's a piece of shit. It's the worst animal in the world.
Have just you guys every encyclopedia or David Attenborough just been like, this animal is the worst fucking thing I've ever seen.
It's like that like quote that's like, if the only way to measure intelligence was by climbing a tree, people would think that all fish are stupid. It's like that. Like, just because you can't kill another animal,
yeah,
in like arena combat, doesn't mean you're a bad animal.
Yeah.
Anyway, my answer. I'm going to go for Diglett.
Okay. The answer was Magikarp. I'll take a point to Harry.
Oh, I love Magikarps. I remember trying to grind my Magikarp into a Gyarados, and I think it was the most stressful time I ever had as a child. Genuinely.
Is Gyarados like one of the best Pokemon? Is it worth the grind, or is it just
no?
Shit
it wasn't
out?
Worth the grind. The grind was too much.
It's actually pretty easy to grind it because it evolves at level 20, so it doesn't take much.
I was a 6-year-old.
There's a Pokemon called.
Well,
6-year-old,
you should have been messing around, Harry.
I'm sorry.
There's a Pokemon called Rufflet that is a tiny little baby bird, and it evolves into a a mighty eagle at level 50 fucking 2. So you have to have like a little diaper wearing little baby. Until level 52, which has the stats of a little diaper-wearing baby. It's a fucking pain. I don't know whose idea that was, but fuck you.
If intelligence was measured in the ability to be a little diaper-wearing baby, then actually
a
its evolution would be worse.
Would still be terrible.
Yeah, a Magikarp would still be terrible.
Alright, this next one is another one like Beware, where it starts out nice and suddenly it's quite dark. This Pokemon makes friends a lot with children.
Aww.
If a child that is made friends with is bullied, this Pokemon will find the bully's house and burn it to the ground.
Is it Ricky Gervais from that show where his wife dies? What's it called?
Ricky Gervais from the show where his wife died. The show was called Afterlife, but we're giving the full name of the Pokemon is Ricky Gervais from the show where his wife died.
I haven't watched it, but doesn't he like threaten a kid?
It looks good. I haven't seen it either.
I'm going to pick Ricky Gervais from the show where he has some form of mental disability.
The answer is Drampa. So that's a point to both of you.
Yay!
Which is just a regular dragon. It's the only normal dragon type in the entire game.
Whoa. Wild. That's a fun fact if I've ever heard one.
So this one is kind of silly as well. And there's big hints in it. If you know Pokemon, for who it could be. Trainers who are crazy for this Pokemon are divided into horn enthusiasts and fin enthusiasts. The two groups do not get along well.
I'm going to guess Squirtle because we know that Squirtles are part of gangs.
Yeah, and it's got a huge horn.
Yeah.
I genuinely know what this one looks like. I have no idea what its name is, but it's like... Isn't that like grey? And it's got a big horn on its head. That sounds like I'm taking the piss, but I genuinely do have an image in my head.
Are there any other details you can spare with us besides a neutral colour and a horn?
Wait, what was the description again? They like, it's horn and blows. It's,
and fin.
Fin. Okay, I'm going to go for...
Oh, horsey.
Okay, you're saying horsey.
Horny Finn.
No, not horsey. Goldeen.
Okay, you're saying Goldeen. And what did you say? Horny Finn?
Horny Finn.
He's so close. It's not Goldeen. It's Sea King, the evolved form of Goldeen.
He has a horn.
He has a much more profound horn than Goldeen.
Oh, no, that's
does.
Not what I was thinking of. that's
I
not want to
know
place.
Who you were thinking of now. I'm just thinking of any grey Pokemon with a horn. We're going to be here a while.
I think it was like Rock, though. Like Rock Dude.
A Rock grey dude with a big horn.
Horn Pokemon.
Ride
Rock.
On. Ride on a Rhyhorn. Is it like a rhino?
No, it's like three rocks stuck together. But at different sizes.
Magnemite?
No, they're all the same size.
Well, they might be the same size, I'm not sure.
Alright, we'll come back to this.
No, it's not Magnemite, you idiot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So this one is a kind of a big... Well, if you know the Pokemon and it's Gen 6, there's a pretty good odds that you don't know the Pokemon.
I found it.
What is it?
If I tell me his name. Onyx.
Onyx? Oh,
that might be the website.
Onyx doesn't have a horn.
Onyx does have a small horn and is made of much more than three rocks, which are all the same size, but
he's made
that's
of
fine.
A lot of rocks. Like I told you, I don't know Pokemon.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. These key collectors threaten any attackers by fiercely jingling their keys at them. Guys, I don't want to scare you too much, but we got a simulation. Ah! Yeah, I'm sorry I had to do that. I will put a disclaimer at the beginning of the episode.
It's like Chano was in the room.
What are you talking about?
That's my answer. Chano, the Pokemon.
Okay.
Because they're on a keychain.
Chano.
I'm going to guess Nose Pass.
All right. It's Klefki, a Pokemon that is literally a sentient key ring. Yeah, look it up. It's just a key ring with a face.
Klefki.
K-L-E-F-K-I.
Wow, that is literally just a key ring.
Yeah, it's a key ring with a face.
My whole search history is just going to be random Pokemon.
That's fine. It's good to
get
an education.
I'm getting so many adverts for Pokemon. And I'm like, I don't... What's happening?
Alright. Now, this is a Pokemon that has come up, and it prompted some discussion. So that'll be a big hint, because this isn't very clear.
I haven't paid attention to the conversation at all.
It can clear a 30-story building in a leap. So that might not be a big deal, if it was a very large Pokemon. So this is its height. Oh. It's 6'3". It could leap a 30-story building in one go.
Mewtwo.
Spoink.
Okay, you're going Mewtwo.
He's a tall boy.
It was Blaziken.
Blaziken can't jump.
Well, yeah, apparently it fucking can. Oh. 30 stories, according to Heart Gold and Soul Silver. Nonsense.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, he is.
Whoa, wow. He's blazing.
What a wonderful blazing. Time.
Oh, I get jokes. It. I get it.
Here's the next one.
How many have we got left and what are the scores?
Two left. I think the scores are Harry's definitely winning. So here's the penultimate entry. For some reason, it likes to land on people's heads softly and act like it's a hat.
That's great.
Dragonite?
It's not. Well, your answer's Dragonite. You've locked it in.
That's Dragonite.
Charlie.
Pidgeotto, because he's the only bird that I know.
It's Swablu, which is like just a little fluffy blue bird. Which makes sense. There's a very popular photoshopped image where they've taken... So you remember I was describing a Pokemon that's a massive bird that when it opens its wings, it sucks all life out of everything? Someone photoshopped this Pokedex entry onto that, so it looked like it's just... Every now and again, it likes to land on people's heads. Like it's a hat. I'm sorry to tell you that picture's a lie. I wish that was the entry for that Pokemon. But... All right, here's the last one. It's worth 9 points, so, yeah, whatever.
I'm still in it, guys.
You're still in it. All right. This Pokemon has been known to become so angry that it just dies. So here's a little flavor. So here's what it actually says. It has been known to become so angry that it dies as a result. And then a little flavor text afterwards. Its face looks peaceful in death.
Oh, my God.
And I'll give you a hint. It's Gen 1. So just think of an angry guy from Gen 1.
Alright. I'm going between Jigglypuff and Psyduck.
Yeah, the rage on their faces.
I'm gonna go Jigglypuff.
Okay, so Harry's going with maybe the least threatening Pokemon ever, besides the key ring thing.
I had one in my head and I forgot what it was. Okay, I've got it. Mm-hmm. It's going to win me the game.
Okay. All right.
Meowth.
The answer was Primeape.
What? Primeape was my favourite Gen 1, apart from Bulbasaur.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
He's a monkey with boxing gloves.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
awesome.
He's a round monkey with boxing gloves. It's a bit weird. But
his face is on his body.
And every now and again, he just gets so mad that he just dies.
He does not look like a monkey. Like, Mankey looks like a monkey, but then he just looks like a fluffy ball.
What are you talking about? Primeape looks exactly like Mankey, but just with boxing gloves. That's its whole design. Gen 1 designs are lazy as hell.
Maybe it's just the picture.
I'm just sending an image through right now. I'm hoping it loads. There we go. She sent you an image of Primeape, and the first thing that comes up when I Google Primeape. It's very, very good.
Oh, no. It's Primeape saying, I mastered Iron Tail without a tail, and you know what that means. What the fuck?
I think that's from the latest Let's Go Pikachu.
I don't know what that
means. It does look like it.
I think he's referring to his penis.
What? But that's gross. Penises aren't nice.
No, they're gross.
Unless you like penises.
Unless you're into penises. Don't let anybody tell you that penises aren't nice.
In a way, aren't we all? You know?
If they do, kill them. Murder them. Murder anyone who tells you the penises aren't like. If you like penises.
Yes.
I just want to make that clear.
Exclusively.
Yes. So, yeah. Also, so in Pokemon Sun and Moon, there's a... you walk into a house and there's like... some stuffed toys of a Pokemon called Stuffle, and if you click on it and goes, it's those stuffed toys of Stuffle that vibrate. They're very popular among single women.
Pokemon.
So at the end of that game,
it's more
I reckon
like
Harry
Pokemon
won.
Woman. Am I right? What's the
hell
Pokemon?
Yeah.
Equality.
We're with you, man. We're with you. You can tell your girlfriend about this later and be really in. Right, so how long did that take? Ooh, that took nearly an hour. Well, I had another idea, but maybe we'll just go straight to the Star Wars jokes. You got Star Wars jokes ideas?
Oh my God.
No ideas. I'm not going to make you come up with them. I've got them. Do you want to do Star Wars? Well, I've got two ideas for a segment. Or it's been an hour, so we could just stop.
No, do it.
So options are stop, do the Star Wars jokes, or an idea called Is This Up to Code? Where you just tell me things that couldn't possibly be sexualized, and I prove it to you otherwise by just Googling a specific search bot for porn that people have made of it.
Let's do that one.
Let's do that one.
All right, we're doing the porn one. All right, you guys got any... So, let me just tell you now, literally every single Pokemon has hundreds. There's not a single Pokemon that hasn't been sexualized in some impossible way. Yes, even the lava slug has several.
Well, that's an easy one, though.
Yeah, that's the sexiest one.
My
it's
favorite one of that is
so
well.
Hot.
I've already got an Iron Tail thinking about it.
The one that I was that I saw for that one, when I was just looking at the lengths that people go to with Pokemon, is it's a cartoon of someone fucking it, but because it's just an amorphous blob, they just stick their dick anywhere. It's great. All right, oh so what's God. The least sexualizable
Carl, just,
thing
before,
you guys can think of?
Before you go into this, I just hope you realize what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Charlie, have you got any?
I want to let you guys know, I like to play around. So we've got a bot on a Discord server that does this for us because it's so entertaining. And there's only one thing I found which wouldn't do it. And I hated myself for Googling it because I was like, I'm going to hate myself if this is true. I hate myself that I did it, but no one did it. And it restored my faith in humanity a little bit. And that was David Attenborough. Nothing came up for David Attenborough. Thank fucking God. No one stooped to that stupid level yet.
Until
right.
now.
Who's got something that shouldn't have porn?
Oh, God. No. I was about to say unblocking the sink, but that's a really easy one.
Well, just while you're thinking of something, I'll put in something that you think, oh, that couldn't have. Like, I'm just going to prove how people are into Pokemon. I'm just going to put in Jigglypuff. The round pink childish circle. Yep. It's one. A welcome boobies. A welcome to boobies contest, and it's just got massive tits. Cool. And that's just the first thing that came up. What else we got? Rule 34, Jigglypuff.
Oh God, Carlisle.
It's just watching two women fuck. The Jigglypuff ones aren't even that bad as they go. Like, my favorite thing was when they announced the new starter Pokemon recently, and within 30 minutes there were so many. Alright, anybody got something?
I literally can't think of anything that wouldn't.
Yeah,
genuinely. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
I've never really thought about it before.
Just go somewhere dark that shouldn't exist.
MasterChef.
Okay, see rule.
Harry,
that's a competition with Greg from MasterChef.
Greg Wallace.
What legend.
Okay. MasterChef one word didn't bring anything up. Ooh, MasterChef two words didn't bring anything up. We might have found a winner. What did you say, Greg Wallace?
Yeah.
All right, we've got a winner. No, yeah! the internet didn't do Greg Wallace.
Ooh, please don't. That's nice.
It's annoying that the first suggestion didn't have anything, but that's fine.
I've got one. Wait, I need to find out their names. 2 sec.
Who are you thinking of?
The London 2012 Olympic mascots.
Right,
oh,
okay.
Oh, before you... another one would be the mascots for British Gas. Sparky and what is his face?
They're called Wenlock and Mandeville. Oh, would you like to hear about them from
Wenlock and Mandeville are the names of the 2012 British Olympics mascots. What?
Yep.
That
very
sounds
British
pretty
names.
Hot to me.
Okay. Alright, I'm just going to put in 2012 Olympics.
I bet we'll get Mario and Sonic.
What were their names? Say it again.
Wenlock and Mandeville.
Wedlock.
Wenlock. W-E-N-L-O-C-K.
Okay. Oh, Wenlock is an available tag. Let's find that. What have you got for us? Oh, no. Alright, so it's Wenlock. I don't think Mandeville's involved here. Their name is, though. So it's Wedlock. He's bent someone over. You can see his penis. It's not fully inserted into this woman yet. And she's got the biggest smile on her face, and it says, "Harder, Wenlock. Do me harder." The second "hard" is in full caps. And then Wenlock, with his one enormous eye, has said, "I'll wreck you like I did Mandeville." So it's out there.
Okay, right. I'll go one.
Okay.
Karl Marx.
There's going to be so many.
He's definitely got some.
Yeah, I type in Marx and 207 results come up.
Oh, God. All right, never mind. Oh, actually, I've got one, which there probably will be some for.
No, I'm going to explain some Marx to you first.
Oh, okay.
All right, a lot of them, for some reason, involve fucking Kirby.
The classic thing. Communist symbol.
Yeah, it's just a ghost Karl Marx putting his penis all the way through Kirby.
Jesus.
So yeah, let's move on. What else you got?
Brexit.
Brexit, there's going to be a lot.
I'd be interested.
Oh, there's only two?
Oh.
So, it's... I don't even understand what I'm looking at. It says... What is this? The word Brexit is on it. But it's two women, one of which has the most pubes you've ever seen and is just grabbing another woman by the tits who has rainbow hair, and then it says Brexit. So that one's a bit of a reach. What's the other one? It's a comic. It's a guy in a monocle and a British top hat saying, "I'm out, mates." And then the next panel is, "Please, ho, I'll do anything." And it's some amorphous blob, but it's crying. It doesn't have eyes, but it has tears. And then the British guy saying, "Anything?" And I think you can tell where it's going from here.
Yep.
And it's the British guy peeing on his head while fucking him with a dildo that says Brexit on it, but the Brexit has three X's. Alright, let's do one more.
I've got one.
And then anything else, yeah?
I've got Empress of the Rachnos. From that
what?
One Christmas episode
it's
of Doctor
Who.
The big spider lady.
How do you spell Rachnos?
R-A-C-N-O-S-S.
Oh, to be fair, I can see that.
Oh, me too. This is what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Nothing.
There's been a new wallpaper, Charlie.
Yeah.
Though if someone listens to this, they'll have the idea now. Nothing came up for that, unfortunately. I'm just going to put in Doctor
Rachnos?
Who for a while. I just searched Rachnos, yeah, because if you put in more tags than it, like, fucks. Because it tags by one word.
What about Absorbaloff?
Yes!
Okay, how do you spell Absorbaloff?
A-B-Z-O-R-B-A-L-O-F-F.
Really?
Absorbaloff.
Okay, so I got Absorf. A-B-Z-O-R-F?
A-B-Z-O-R-B.
Right.
A-L-O-F-F.
Absorbaloff. That's so stupid.
It's great.
Is nothing there for Absorbaloff. Okay, this didn't go as I planned. Turns out everybody's big in. There's a lot of things the internet hasn't done, but I can just not, promise
they're
you.
They're not big into every obscure Pokemon, Doctor Who villains, apparently.
Every yeah. Pokemon has had something horrific done to them.
What about Neil Gaiman? I hope Neil, so. Yeah. I like Neil Gaiman. He deserves to
like
be sexualized.
The actual comic, like the writer.
The writer, Neil Gaiman, yes. I hope there's lots of him being a gay man.
There is one of him being a gay man.
Yes.
But it's just that.
Can we try just Peter Kay if Absorbaloff didn't come?
Oh, that's his character?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm surprised Absorbaloff isn't, because it's so easy to do.
Yeah, there's none, very.
There's none for Peter Kay.
Oh my god.
What is this?
Ooh, there might be a different one for Neil Gaiman, because I tried the things differently.
Some people are very niche.
Oh my god, there's a really in-depth comic for Neil Gaiman.
Can you send it to us in the chat?
Yeah, there's no way I could explain this to you. It's like a full story.
Is it written as well as Neil Gaiman would write it?
I'll let you be the judge. Maybe we could do a dramatic reading. We could take characters each.
That sounds good.
All right, so I'll be the sort of main guy in the middle. Who wants to be the narrator?
I'll be the narrator.
Okay, that means Harry, you can be the sort of female character that comes in later.
Oh, all right, God.
So this is Journey to Bethlehem.
Jeez, what is this?
It looks like an erotic telling. Oh, a bit of the Bible, maybe.
What's this got to do with Neil Gaiman?
I don't know, but here we go.
Okay.
All right, so who's the...
Journey to Bethlehem, Judges 19. And it came to pass that there was a certain Levite who took to him a concubine from Bethlehem.
Hello, my name is Arnold, and this is my wife, Tracy.
Yoo-hoo, big boy. Fancy some hanky-panky. How much to a strapping hunk like you?
Tracy, I've told you before. I do wish you...
Not now, Arnold! Later!
I'll do the other male character. Who is this
Can
jerk?
I do that? Because I don't have any other...
Very fair. Yeah,
I don't have any other words now. I didn't realise. Who is this jerk?
It's so embarrassing. And people will talk.
Bug off, jerk.
Nobody... My husband.
Very well timed. And now they're just fucking. Yeah, cool. God.
Mummy.
Go on, Harry. Read that out.
No.
Coward.
You can get the context from that.
All right. It says, "Ah, God, squeak, oog, yow, grunt, eek. Come on now, dear. Tell you what. Come on home now. And we'll say no more about it, eh? We can have a little dinner. Do some gardening while these people are just fucking and he can see them." Do you want to say the next bit, Harry, that your character has?
Bonk, bonk, bonk.
Above that it says, ooh, get the blue velvet, yes.
Whatever. I don't get that.
I don't get it either. Sometimes I think we're drifting apart.
5 pieces of silver. Is that okay?
If they were all like you, honey, I'd give it all away.
Nice. Really, Tracy, the neighbours are beginning to talk. I really must put my foot down and forbid you to...
Ha! Listen to him. He thinks he can run my life. I'm not going to put up with this kind of treatment. I'm going to my mother Bethlehem home.
Well done, very well.
That's right, dear. Don't you stand for it.
This is a dog saying this, by the way.
Oh, and put me down for a blowjob.
Right, well, that was page 39 of whatever the fuck that was.
Why did that come off in Neil Gaiman?
I think maybe he wrote it.
That makes sense.
One of the tags is Neil Gaiman. What was the name of that arachnid thing? Empress...
Empress of the Rachna.
I don't know how to spell Empress. There we go. Empress... No, I don't. It's Empress, isn't it? Yeah, there we go.
Empress, yeah.
Someone's not very impressed with you.
Ooh, there is one. There is one there? For Empress of the Rachnos, if you do it all.
Yeah.
All right. It's, it's the Empress of the Rachnok with all of her eight eyes and stuff. Her titties are out, and she's got one of her pincer arms on Donna, who's bound and her tits are out. She's wearing her wedding dress from the first time they meet in that episode. And she's still wearing the veil, but the dress is stripped down to her waist and she's scraping like her tits with a giant sizer of a hand. So
hey,
there
Carl,
you go. There was
in?
One. Yeah, I think so. I hope they're having a good time pressed up to the door. And shout out to you, Mum, if you did listen to my podcast after you said you were gonna. Right. Have you guys still got strength into you for some from Star Wars jokes?
Yes, I'd like to move on and cleanse this from my
palate.
Really?
Do you want to not do that?
Yeah. I feel like I need to do anything else right now.
The last episode of this was horrific. We read like a fan fiction and it was just horrifying. So there's just a trend in this now of this being something very uncomfortable to actually listen to.
And do!
Oh god, I thought you were having a good time, man. So, yeah. Next up in the... So every episode I go through a Star Wars joke book that I've acquired, where the idea is every character from Star Wars, or some of them at least, do a stand-up set, and then you can rate it out of 10 at the end.
Yep.
Nice.
People often... So this is Bib Fortuna, who's like one of the guys in Jabba's palace. He's the guy with like a really long tentacle for hair that just sort of wraps around
him.
Yeah, we know the type. We know the type.
Bib Fortuna. Yeah.
People often ask me how you organize a space party. You have to plan it.
That's very good.
Right, okay.
That's very good.
So that's a positive response from Harry.
That's a 10 from me.
I
can't see how that joke would
that
be better.
To be bad. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, that's the first of three.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
You can always tell if a Star Destroyer is on its way to a party. It's wearing a tie. Because TIE fighters are a thing.
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
Why is he so obsessed with parties? He doesn't throw a party.
Is he like a party guy?
Maybe he's Jabba's party organizer guy.
He's just a drug
dealer. It's not impossible. I saw a couple of Hutts fighting the other day. They were really slugging it out.
Oh, very good.
That's going to get you killed. That's your boss.
Yeah, man. After that, it says, it's Yoda, and he says, funny this is. Just to let you be aware. So, out of 10, what are we thinking, boys? I'm thinking, like, 4.
That first joke was a solid, like, 15.
Yeah, that was very good. Yeah, that was very good.
I'm going to use that from now on.
Mm. Right.
What was the second one again? The TIE Fighter one?
The TIE Fighter one.
Poor, not a fan.
No,
like
not
that
good.
That's a
not
that's
good.
A one.
If he'd have said TIE Fighter, I would have preferred it.
Yeah.
The joke wouldn't have made sense, but I would have preferred it. I just felt dissatisfied, like he didn't finish a sentence. It wasn't good.
And what was the last joke? I don't remember it. That's not bad.
Slugging it out. Slugging
it out. I like that one.
That one's going to get him murdered, but I also respect the Bulls, so that's like an 8 from me.
Okay. So we're going off of 4 and an 8. What do you think, Harry?
I'm going to have to go 10 for the first one, 0 for the second one, and 10 for the third one.
Wow.
It's going to have to be my overall.
That's an average of 3.3 then.
It was a real up and down set for you there, Harry.
Yeah, it was.
So I'm going to say that's about a 5 out of 10 between us then. Which is upsetting. Yeah. Right, we'll do one more, though. It's going to be a longer one. It's much more jokes than normal because it's a big character. It's Luke Skywalker.
Whoa.
You guys got the Luke Skywalker episode.
And he wants to be the court jester for Jabba.
For Jabba the Hutt, yeah. That's something that he wants to
do. The thing about Millennium Falcon food is that it's just not good.
Very good, man.
Thank you.
The Emperor zapped me with lightning bolts. Shocking behavior.
Very good. Very good.
I like the idea that this is in canon and it's just happened. This is like before he went missing. He was just like, guys, I know that I just like killed the Emperor or whatever and I should really be trying to balance out the universe, but I just really think I'd be good at stand-up.
This is why Kylo Ren turned evil.
This is my passion. Yeah,
this is it.
Yeah,
this is
one of these jokes.
Are there any sand people in the audience? I'm picking something up on my Tuscan radar.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what would have been funnier?
Oh, good.
If he said, are there any sand people here? No, because my dad killed all of them.
Nice. The woman and the children too. Yoda hasn't been taking on any new students. He says he's swamped at work.
No. No. Sorry. No. That's just very good.
Why is the Force like duct tape? It has a light side, a dark side, and it binds the galaxy together.
I mean, that just feels metaphorical rather than funny. Like, if I was explaining the Force to a young child, that's a good lesson.
That feels like something that would get said in an A-level philosophy class.
Yeah.
Not a comedy group.
Does it feel like something that would get said in an A-level philosophy class?
Why is there
the Force?
Well, maybe not the Force bit, but just like... guys,
life. Why is life like duct
tape? Life. You got the light stuff, you got the dark stuff, and it just binds everything together. You know? Brings everyone together.
Yeah.
This next one is genuinely quite upsetting. Why does Yoda smell nice? Deodorant.
I like that. I like that a lot. I really like that one.
That was really good.
That was very good.
So much. Can Jedi Knights jump higher than a building? Of course. Buildings can't jump.
Oh, yes. Luke. Oh, you rascal.
It's a classic.
Oh, he must have trained years for these.
What's green and shoots jam at you?
Yoda.
You're very close.
Oh.
It's Yoda eating a donut.
Eating a donut?
Eating a donut. I know I said it weird, but it's a donut. It's Yoda eating a donut.
I don't like that one.
Why are the Jedi Master's eyes crossed? He couldn't control his pupils.
Very good. And that's a bit of foreshadowing.
And the last one for Luke Skywalker. Why do doctors make the best Jedi? Because a Jedi must have patience.
Yes!
I thought that joke meant that a doctor was crafting a Jedi.
This is a stronger set for this book. I'm like a 6.5 here.
Mm. That was a nice one, actually. I think there were a couple
purely
there.
For quantity over quality, that gets a 9.
Mm. Right, okay.
Because he was allowed to... Did he just say them really quickly?
Imagine he said them at the pace that I did and just let everybody sit on it all for a while.
I'm gonna give that a solid 9.5.
All right, wow. Yeah. So that's a 9, a 9.5, and a 6.5. So that's probably about an 8 for all of us, yeah.
That was very good. I enjoyed Luke Skywalker's set very, very much.
Right, so tune in next month to hear everybody's favourite character, Stormtroopers set. Doesn't give it a bit, it just says Stormtrooper.
They're all on there together.
Oh, can we have a preview, like a setup without the punchline?
Yeah.
As a teaser.
Three Stormtroopers are lost in the Tatooine desert, dying of thirst. Tune back in to find out how that ends. The hilarity. Guys, thank you so much for joining me on this train wreck.
Cheers, Carlisle.
Do you want to... So, yeah, I hope this has helped you squash your differences with the whole butter thing.
I mean...
Not really.
Yeah.
Just gonna end that up. I mean... Harry, do you want to tell people what you're up to sometimes?
Yep, so my name's Jason and I do a conversation with every week. I talk to someone new and interesting and we have a chat about things. We often talk about Superman or Batman and I'm here every week, so be sure to check in, guys. Love you lots. Peace.
Cool. And Charlie?
See, now I feel like I have to do a joke one.
That's fine.
My name's Harry and I'm from the rank list of everything, where we don't bring things onto a list and rank them against other things. We used to, and then I started developing a bit of software. Nice. And I stopped.
Yeah. Oh,
Harry's podcast is on hiatus right now, but it's still very funny. Everyone check it out. It's called The Rank List of Everything.
It's quite a high hiatus.
It was just 420 when we were recording this. It's 422 right now. Can you imagine why you're on a bit of a hiatus?
Oh, been a bit of Blaziken recently.
Charlie! Charlie has a podcast called Why Did I Do That, which is very good as well. It's you come on and you tell embarrassing stories and you laugh at yourself and other people laugh at you because you're a freak.
Yeah, and sometimes people cry.
Sometimes people do cry. I cried. It's been very therapeutic for me. But also, I didn't sleep for 4 days. So
that's good. That's my aim.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Content Presumably. And we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you.